Building on Foundations for Eternal Life. Chapter 19, The Spirit, Acts 2:38, W.E.B. Peter said to them, "Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit." End of verse. Before discussing living by the Spirit or living by the flesh, we need to review the importance of the Holy Spirit and some of the ways the Holy Spirit helps us. As was previously mentioned, Scripture is not always clear whether it is referring to our own spirit or the Holy Spirit living in us. However, when contrasting living by the Spirit or the Holy Spirit and living by the flesh, the distinction is usually not critical, since any success our own spirit has is dependent on new life and power given by the Holy Spirit living in us. The Holy Spirit is central to our salvation and is central to our walk with Jesus. The pouring out of the Holy Spirit was prophesied in the Old Testament hundreds of years before Jesus came. Joel 2:28-29, W.E.B., quoted in Acts 2:17-18, "It will happen afterward that I will pour out my Spirit on all flesh, and your sons and your daughters will prophesy. Your old men will dream dreams. Your young men will see visions. And also on the servants and on the handmaids in those days I will pour out my Spirit." End of verses. Before Jesus started his ministry, John the Baptist was preaching that the coming Christ would baptize you with the Holy Spirit. Luke 3:16 ESV. John answered them all, saying, "I baptize you with water, but he who is mightier than I is coming, the strap of whose sandals I am not worthy to untie. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and with fire." End of verse. During Jesus' ministry, Jesus himself emphasized the importance of the coming Holy Spirit. John 7:37-39 ESV. "If anyone thirsts, let him come to me and drink. Whoever believes in me, as the Scripture has said, out of his heart will flow rivers of living water." Now this he said about the Spirit, whom those who believed in him were to receive, for as yet the Spirit had not been given, because Jesus was not yet glorified. John 16:7, W.E.B. "Nevertheless, I tell you the truth, it is to your advantage that I go away, for if I don't go away, the Counselor won't come to you, but if I go, I will send him to you." End of verse. After Jesus rose from the dead, he told his disciples to wait for power from on high, which is widely associated with the Holy Spirit. Luke 24:49, W.E.B. "Behold, I send out the promise of my Father to you, but wait in the city of Jerusalem until you are clothed with power from on high." End of verse. The Holy Spirit was not poured out until the day of Pentecost, after Jesus was exalted. Acts 2:33, NIV. "Exalted to the right hand of God, he has received from the Father the promised Holy Spirit, and has poured out what you now see and hear." End of verse. Peter clarifies that the Holy Spirit is available to everyone, even those who are far off. Acts 2:38-39, ESV. "And Peter said to them, Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. For the promise is for you and for your children and for all who are far off, everyone whom the Lord our God calls to himself." End of verses. The promise even extends to Gentile believers, as Peter learned in Acts 11:15-17, W.E.B. "As I began to speak, the Holy Spirit fell on them, even as on us at the beginning. I remembered the word of the Lord, how he said, John indeed baptized with water, but you will be baptized in the Holy Spirit. If then God gave to them the same gift as us, when we believed in the Lord Jesus Christ, who was I that I could withstand God?" End of verses. Paul clarifies that every true believer has the Holy Spirit, Romans 8:9, W.E.B., "But if any man doesn't have the Spirit of Christ, he is not his." End of verse. Paul uses an analogy of a temple to explain that God's Spirit lives in us. 1 Corinthians 3:16, W.E.B. "Don't you know that you are a temple of God and that God's Spirit lives in you?" End of verse. The Holy Spirit gives us an inner testimony that we belong to God. Romans 8:16, W.E.B. "The Spirit himself testifies with our spirit that we are children of God." End of verse. The Holy Spirit living in us empowers us to turn away from the works of the flesh, per Galatians 5:19-21, and instead to have the fruit of the Spirit, Galatians 5:22-23, W.E.B. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faith, gentleness, and self-control. Against such things there is no law. End of verses. This fruit of the Spirit should be the experience of all believers. However, the Holy Spirit also imparts particular gifts to people. 1 Corinthians 12:4-11, W.E.B. Now there are various kinds of gifts, but the same Spirit. There are various kinds of service, and the same Lord. There are various kinds of workings, but the same God who works all things in all. But to each one is given the manifestation of the Spirit for the profit of all. For to one is given through the Spirit the word of wisdom, and to another the word of knowledge according to the same Spirit, to another faith by the same Spirit, and to another gifts of healing by the same Spirit, and to another workings of miracles, and to another prophecy, and to another discerning of spirits, to another different kinds of languages, and to another the interpretation of languages. But the one and the same Spirit produces all of these, distributing to each one separately as he desires. End of verses. It is important to understand that these spiritual gifts are not given to everyone, but to each one separately as he desires. Paul clarifies this further, 1 Corinthians 12:28-31, W.E.B. God has set some in the assembly, first apostles, second prophets, third teachers, then miracle workers, then gifts of healing, helps, governments, and various kinds of languages. Are all apostles? Are all prophets? Are all teachers? Are all miracle workers? Do all have gifts of healing? Do all speak with various languages? Do all interpret? But earnestly desire the best gifts. End of verses. Being filled with the Spirit has to do with being influenced and empowered by the Holy Spirit. It's not about whether or not we have the Holy Spirit living in us, though the Holy Spirit must be living in us in order to be filled with the Spirit. That is why Paul wrote in Ephesians 5:18, W.E.B., "Don't be drunken with wine, in which is dissipation, but be filled with the Spirit." End of verse. It is worth noting that just as the Holy Spirit can dwell in people along with their own spirit, as is the case with all true believers, so also evil spirits can live within people, as already discussed in chapter 10, Spirits of Deception. Evil spirits may have varying degrees of influence over people, depending on how much each person has yielded to their influence due to either being deceived or deliberately yielding to them. Some people who are not truly saved may perhaps, through the influence of evil spirits, be deceived into thinking they are saved. Consider Jesus' words in Matthew 7:21-23, W.E.B. "Not everyone who says to me, 'Lord, Lord,' will enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father who is in heaven. Many will tell me in that day, 'Lord, Lord, didn't we prophesy in your name, and in your name cast out demons, and in your name do many mighty works?' Then I will tell them, 'I never knew you. Depart from me, you who work iniquity.'" End of verses. Finally, let's recall what a great blessing the Holy Spirit is. Just because some people have distorted beliefs about the Holy Spirit, that should not prevent us from fully embracing the marvelous gift of the Holy Spirit. Remember Paul's words to Titus in Titus 3:4-7, W.E.B. "But when the kindness of God our Savior and his love toward mankind appeared, not by works of righteousness which we did ourselves, but according to his mercy, he saved us through the washing of regeneration and renewing by the Holy Spirit, whom he poured out on us richly through Jesus Christ our Savior, so that being justified by his grace, we might be made heirs according to the hope of eternal life." End of verses. Some additional thoughts on the Holy Spirit will be discussed in chapter 32, The Holy Spirit. For further reflection, have you experienced the testimony of the Holy Spirit that you are a child of God? Per Romans 8:16.